In this bulletin, US President Donald Trump says work is being done in response to more mass shootings. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds rules out allowing Australia to become a base for US-owned missiles. And Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam accuses pro-democracy protesters of trying to destroy the city. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dines. President Donald Trump says hate has no place in the US after two mass shootings in 24 hours. 20 people were killed in a massacre in El Paso, Texas, for which authorities say they'll seek the death penalty and are treating as domestic terrorism. Authorities also believe the 21-year-old suspect they've arrested may have travelled hundreds of miles to carry out a racially motivated crime. 9 people and a gunman died in a separate shooting at Dayton, Ohio. Mr. Trump has linked both shootings to mental illness. He says he's spoken to members of Congress about what can be done to curb gun violence.
I just want to say that these are two incredible places. We love the people. Hate has no place in our country, and we're going to take care of it. I spoke with Attorney General Bill Barr at length. I spoke to Christopher Wray, director of the FBI, spoke to the governors, both governors.
Democratic presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke has returned to his home state of Texas. He says Mr. Trump and his rhetoric have led to increased levels of hate and racism.
We've had a rise in hate crimes every single one of the last 3 years during an administration where you have a president who's called Mexicans rapists and criminals. Though Mexican immigrants commit crimes at a far lower rate than those born here in the country, he has tried to make us afraid of them to some real effect and consequence.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam is accusing pro-democracy protesters of trying to destroy the city. It comes after peak hour travel and international flights were thrown into chaos this morning as protesters launched an attempted citywide strike. Pro-democracy protests were first triggered in June by opposition to a planned extradition law, but quickly evolved into a wider movement for democratic reform. Ms. Lam says people need to come together, not create division.
We all love Hong Kong. This is the time for us to rally together, to set aside differences and bring back order and say no to chaos and violence.
The Uniting Church has broken ranks with other religious institutions to back the push to decriminalise abortion in New South Wales. The church says it would offer care and not stand in judgment. A bill seeking to remove abortion from the New South Wales Criminal Code was introduced to Parliament last week with bipartisan support. Australia is in talks with the United States to buy millions of barrels of oil to boost the low levels of fuel held on domestic soil. Australia currently has enough petrol and crude oil to last 28 days, well below the 90 days mandated by an international agreement. Energy Minister Angus Taylor says Australia is in discussions with the US about tapping into the country's strategic petroleum reserve.
We've decided to begin negotiations with the United States to ensure that we have a strategic reserve in place for circumstances that could emerge, for scenarios that are unfavourable to Australia. This is a sensible, low-cost way of going about this.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the Coalition's plan isn't good enough.
Australia needs a strategy that ensures that Australia's fuel security is met here. So a strategy here, not a strategy that says if we run out, the US will send us some in support.
The Deputy Chair of Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee is calling for the controversial Chinese lease on Darwin Port to be placed back into Australian ownership. Labor MP Nick Champion says he wants China's contract scrapped. 4 years ago, Chinese company Landbridge won a 99-year lease of Darwin Port, causing unease in security circles and anger from the United States. Mr. Champion says the strategic port should not be in foreign hands. A search is underway in Fiji for a Victorian pilot involved in a fatal helicopter crash while he was transporting a 2-year-old child to hospital for medical attention. Gil Parker, who runs a flight charter business in Fiji, was taking the child and his mother to Labasa Hospital on Friday when the helicopter crashed. Search crews found the body of the mother yesterday, but are still working to find Mr. Parker and the child. Well, now tomorrow's weather: Perth, showers and a possible storm, 18 degrees. Adelaide, a possible shower, 18. Showers for Melbourne, 16. Hobart, a possible shower, 16. Canberra, sunny and 15. Wollongong, sunny and 19 degrees. Much the same in Sydney, 21. Newcastle, similar conditions, also 21. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 24. Cairns, partly cloudy, 26. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.